Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Jay Garvin's here. You're listening to the Home and Mortgage Talk Show. We're officially in the last Saturday of February 2026. And what a beautiful day it is to be an American and to celebrate a weekend day in Colorado. Today I've got a packed full radio and podcast episode here, so I'm going to jump right into it. If you want to get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457, I would help you with any mortgage need that you have, whether that's a refinance, a purchase, primary residence, second home, investment property. I am your guy. You also can go to ChurchillColorado.com. But today, I've got a very apropos conversation for one of the last months of winter here, and our show, Your and My Conversation, is titled Cutting, yes, like the saw right there that Matt gave you, cutting the utility costs, 10 easy ways to save today. So, with this conversation, and in these inflationary times, and with the pop of my Saturday and Sunday morning energy drink, we are going to talk all about winterizing and weatherproofing your home anywhere in the United States, but more specifically in places just like Colorado this year that have dipped below freezing, I think, a record number of times. I have looked at the thermometer and seen it at 15 degrees, 9 degrees. I think we even had a 3-degree day back in November. But right here is the conversation about 10 easy ways to save. I'm also going to talk about Colorado, the state, and here specifically in the Pike Peak region, with Colorado Springs Utilities, ways to save, programs, conversations about access affordability programs like HEAP and LEAP, all of that we're going to cover here today. I'm also going to have my very good friend, Brad Ward from Co-Create. He's going to come in and talk about ways that contractors approach winterizing your home and helping you save money in that regard. And also a short but very brilliant surprise guest. So we've got a full day. So first and foremost, I want to go over with you 10 ways to save energy and lower your utility bills. Now, I've been doing this show for years, in fact, decades, and it's not a home improvement show like Tim Taylor or here locally like Ken Moon. I am a home and mortgage talk show. But see, home is part of that title, and that's what we're talking about today, your casa. So with this list, I even learned some new things. First and foremost, and I'm going to get into this more details when Brad Ward, owner of Co-Create, an amazing contractor, is going to come in my show. There is 10 different ways to actually save energy and lower your utility bill with your home. First and foremost is actually having a consult from a professional walk through your house. And with no prior arrangement, Brad said, hey, do you mind if I talk about my buddy that goes and professionally consults people on improving the weather ability and different return on investment in rebate programs that there are for homes? So this is going to be a perfect conversation that I'm going to have with Brad. But the second point of 10 ways to save energy and money with your house is to see what your house is using as far as energy. And I had no clue that this even existed. So you can actually buy at Home Depot, like I would, or Amazon, like the millennials and the Gen Zs would, buy a home energy monitor system. One of the manufactured is Sense, S-E-N-S-E, and it plugs into your electrical panel or individual outlets, and it tells you when you're surging energy, and it also, if you plug this device into your outlet and then plug your refrigerator into it or whatever appliance, an electric stove in 220, your TV, your gaming console, your hair dryer, your heater, and everything in between, it will tell you what voltage you're using. And in fact, one of the byproducts of this home energy monitor is that if you're not using appliances, you can unplug them. Like if you take a TV or a desktop that you're not using, which applies to me specifically because I've got two adult children in college, we turn off the HVAC system, the HVAC furnace system in the second floor because that's where my daughter lives. With my son, we close the registers, but if you turn off the TVs and unplug them, if you turn off the desktops and unplug them, this monitor will help you determine how much usage that you're doing. And also, there's common sense like number three saying use smaller machines for work and entertainment, which means, hey, use a laptop on occasion rather than a desktop plugged in. Get rid of your old appliances and upgrade and your different HVAC and water heaters and so forth. That makes sense. Changing out your old light bulbs, number six, that makes sense. Replacing the shower head? Yeah, tell that to my wife. She'll say, how about we keep the really nice shower head and you just shower less, Jay? But that's one thing you can do to refrain from your water. You can get an efficient toilet tank. And then this is the biggest one, and I asterisked this, is insulating and removing air leakage. And I'm going to talk more about that, but that is an absolutely huge one. More than 35% of all of the inefficiency in your house happens in those two areas, insulation and reducing air leakage. And these professionals that give you a consultation on your house will show puff tests how much breeze is coming under the door. Also, a big one, huge for me with Rocky Mountain Climate and partners I've had on, you want to make sure that you're servicing your HVA system. And then finally, it talks about solar panels and stuff like that. I've done a separate radio show on that. Solar panels are fine if you can pay cash for them, and I use this analogy. If I came to you and said, I want to help save you $200 a month on your mortgage, you guys would say, great. They'd say, what's your closing cost? I would say like $4,000. Oh, you recover that $200 savings compared to the expense of $4,000 in 20 months. 200 times 20 is 4,000. Well, if you go ahead and get a solar panel on your roof, that's going to cost about 30 grand. Now divide that by your amount of savings, $200 a month. It's going to take you 150 months, 12 years to repay that. So solar systems, solar panels on your house for cash, they're good. Finance them. Not such a good move. But I'm going to be back right after these messages, and I'm going to talk about some of the actual ways within Colorado and the Colorado Springs utilities that you can approach these ways to save on energy and lower your utility bills right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Don't go anywhere. Call me, 719-330-1457 for your next mortgage.
The streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, roar hard. For rain and wind and weather, help and for leather, wishing my gal.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service. Located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, welcome back. Jay Garvin's The Home Mortgage Talk Show. Never a dull moment, and this is no different. different. As you and I are talking about cutting utility costs, I'm going to talk about my favorite restaurant, not only in the Pikes Peak region, but my favorite steakhouse in America, Texas Roadhouse, and I have the store marketing manager here, Kevin. First time at the microphone.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much for having me on, Jay.
Yeah, I just told you during the break that Matt and I have been here at this microphone for more than 10 years, but since that Texas Roadhouse has been here on 8th Street, I live in Ivy Wild. The station is almost next door here at KRDO. There is not a month that goes by in the last 10 years that I've not eaten at that store. I think that's why I'm a partner, but you are constantly working to make that 8th Street store more efficient, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And you guys have went into the digital age that many people don't know about.
100%. Yeah, we have our Texas Roadhouse mobile app, and you know what's great about it, Jay, is on the Apple App Store, it's got a 4.9, which
it's amazing
I
app.
Think is awesome. Yeah.
So I have to say, this Call Ahead app, I go in, it says, where are you eating? I put in 80906, 8th Street pops up, and then the Powers 1 pops up, and it says, join the wait list, and then it sends you a text that says, bring your whole party here, and text us when you're all in the parking lot.
Yeah, you know what's great about that is you can really wait wherever you want. So in the past, you had to come walk in, get on the wait list, wait 45 minutes to get your table. Now you can finish up shopping at Walmart, you can finish up work, you can get the kids ready to go for dinner, and do it all while you're waiting on the wait list by joining on the mobile app.
Yeah, and you feel like a VIP, which we'll get to that in a second. I have it timed perfect now. I can leave my house in Ivy Wild. My parents are coming a separate car. They're the slowest car. I'm like, Papa, text me when you leave. And then I'll do that by the time we're pulling in, depending on whether it's a weeknight or a weekend night, we can pull in and text them, and they're like, come on in for the waiting list. And then it's less than 5 minutes and you feel like a VIP.
Totally.
Now, talk to me about the meals to go, because I've started to do this, and before I thought I had to call in. I don't.
No, totally. So with that mobile app, you can also order your food to go, and it's super comprehensive. It's a lot better than like going through a DoorDash app, which we're not on. We don't do delivery. We only do pickup to go, but it's a great app, and if you have any coupons like free appetizers, free kids meals, you can also add those codes into that app and get those discounts.
See, that's fantastic. So all of that to me sounds VIP.
100%.
And do you guys have a VIP membership?
I'm really glad you asked, Jay. So what we call our VIP club is our email club. We really pride ourselves in keeping it really structured. We never send out more than 4 emails a month. It's all hyper-localized to our location.
Wait, like I've been going all this time and I'm not on the email list.
Are you
not? I can become like a VIP club just by putting like jay@jaygarvins.com my email in?
That's it. Yep. Give us a little more info.
Dude, that's a fist pump here. I've not known that. And you what? You get hors d'oeuvres?
So you get a free appetizer for signing up. On your birthday, we don't ask the year. We keep that private.
Yeah.
But on your birthday, we give you a free shrimp or rib kick that goes alongside.
Really?
And you get a choice of a free appetizer.
Okay, so now let's you and I do this. Number one, who's the Texas Roadhouse mascot?
It's Andy Armadillo.
Andy Armadillo. Thank you for that sound effect there, Matt. And second is appetizers. I don't even know. I know I've got the fried pickles.
Yep.
What else? I think
I've
only...
We have the cactus blossom.
The cactus blossom.
Yeah.
I've had that.
We have new twisted mozzarella sticks. Which
okay,
is
I've never had those
because
you give free bread. What else?
Yep. We have our potato skins.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my daughter's got the cheese and bacon potato skins.
It's so good.
Those are good appetizers. So if you're in VIP club, you can get one of those for free.
100%.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's a good deal.
And get it every year for your birthday.
Whoa, get what every year for your birthday?
You get a free appetizer or a free sidekick for your birthday.
And what's a free sidekick? So, God, you're making me hungry right now.
I'm getting hungry now.
I love working for
a restaurant that makes my mouth water.
Yeah.
Our fall off the bone ribs come in a 4-bone piece on a sidekick, or we can do 3 pieces of shrimp for free for your birthday by joining our VIP club.
Buddy, you just made this surprise visit worth it. And how do they get that app?
So you just search for Texas Roadhouse in your app store, and it's going to be the very first one that pops up.
That's awesome, my friend. Thanks on short notice coming in here. I know John appreciates it. As a connoisseur of Texas Roadhouse, it's the only inflation-proof steak in this county and the state. So Texas Roadhouse all the way. Appreciate that sizzle on the outro, Matt. And remember, don't forget that at Texas Roadhouse, they celebrate your birthday in a special way. Yee-haw! Okay. Appreciate you coming in, Kevin. Hope we can do it again.
Thank you so much, Jay. We appreciate you, brother.
You know, folks, I need to do that more often. I absolutely love John Fleece, who's the general manager of the store, and Kevin now as their store marketing manager is amazing, but I truly, from the depth of my heart, love Texas Roadhouse. I mean it sincerely when it's the only inflation-proof steak I've ever had. I've went places and had a $40, $60 steak, and it tastes good, but not $60 good. And I can go there and feed my wife and I with drinks and hors d'oeuvres for $40 total. So that's a very important conversation to have as we're still in an inflationary period here in the U.S. of A. in the Pikes Peak region. I will tell you, the current administration is knocking that out lately. I do have King Super points, but I just went to a gas station where it was $2.40 and had 60 cents off a gallon, and I literally filled up my truck for $1.85. So every single activity that you can participate in that helps you save money creates the formula that money saved is money earned. And continuing the conversation with cutting utility costs, I was blown away. I had a client, Kay was her name, that I was helping with a mortgage, and she said, "Hey, Jay, I've done a lot of things with Colorado Springs Utility and the state of Colorado to affordably prepare my house for cost savings and cost cutting measures with utilities and home proofing." And some of those are absolutely amazing. Colorado Springs in the state of Colorado helps you save on your utilities and some of the appliances and equipment inside your house that's affected to that. Like, I did not know that just recently Colorado Springs Utilities launched Wise Rate Program as of last October. And I'm actually looking at my mailer that they forwarded me. And even, no, I'm a radio personality guy. I am a numbers crunching nerd and guru. They say 5 tips to shift your electrical use. And by shifting your electrical use, you can shift your electrical costs. Number 1, do your laundry on the weekends. Number 2, set your thermostat for savings in off hours. And my wife and I do that. Number 3, small appliances save in the kitchen. So if you have an electric oven and you fire that up, that's going to cost considerably more than if you use an air fryer. If you go ahead and use a Krupp's coffee maker rather than a full pot where it sits and brews it and then keeps it warm, you're going to save. Clean dishes. So run the dishwasher in the morning or after 9 p.m. That's the one habit that my wife and I have got into since this Energy Wise program has come out. We literally pack the dishwasher for a day or two, usually with our kids at college. We do far less consumption and dishes, so we'll fill that up for 2 days, and then before we go to bed, we'll run it. And then finally, the Power Up Savings talks about charging your electrical vehicle and stuff. I'm not into that. I have a Ford F-150, and he loves to drink gas, but for all of you that have electric vehicles, EVs, charging those up after hours is going to help you considerably. And I broke down the math because basically what it is the highest peak hours that you want to avoid is 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. during the weekdays. The lowest hours are the weekends and after 9 p.m. in the evening and, of course, early in the morning. So you want to take a look at that. Colorado also has a series of rebates where Colorado Springs Utilities will give you rebates on different energy-saving, energy-efficient equipment, energy-efficient programs, using your rebate offers and so forth, getting rid of your old appliances and upgrading them to efficient appliances, weatherization assistance, which is huge. Colorado Springs Utilities, if you're in a grandfathered house, not in the new Pikes Peak Regional Building Department code requirements, you can get weatherization assistance if you're in a lower lower income bracket to help weatherize and weather strip your doors, your windows, and your house. And then, of course, there's an energy outreach program in Colorado. There's organizations that help assist you. And then finally, which is just as important, I wanted to talk before we went to break and brought in my guest, Brad. There's two programs that one of my radio listeners, thank you, Kay, tuned in and talked to me about: the Colorado Low Income Energy Assistance Program, which is called LEAP, and the Colorado Home Efficiency Assistance Program, which is called HEAP. So LEAP and HEAP, if you are in a lower tax bracket earning resident of Colorado, this is not just Colorado Springs, you can qualify for either the LEAP program or the HEAP program. That's very important to remember. And one of the most affordable things that you can do is keep your finances in order. Eliminate your unsecured debt so you're not paying extra interest to a credit card or installment loan company. Do a debt consolidation refinance and get rid of all of your unsecured debt, because 100% of your primary mortgage is tax deductible for the interest. So you not only save with interest and with payment, but also your reciprocal tax benefit. And call me at 719-330-1457. With interest rates falling below 6%, I just locked a 15-year loan at 4.99%. 5.125, and a 30-year mortgage at 5.99. Call 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Stick around. Yeah. Stick around. Stick around. Baby. Stick around.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall.
Well, welcome back. All hour, you and I finishing a conversation right here on the Jay Garvin Show about cutting utility costs. 10 easy ways to save, but now we need to know the details of what you improve and who you get to help you through it. And what better individual than my buddy Brad? How are you doing, champ?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I always love it when you come on the show every month, because I get back to the focus of houses, because I go down rabbit trails of financing and loan programs and all that nerdy stuff that means nothing. But this weatherization of houses and the savings on utilities is a real issue, especially in these inflationary times. I think I counted on my hand already 10 days this winter season that we've been below freezing.
Yeah.
There was one day where Marlo and I were down to like 4 degrees in our house, and all of our windows are Pella windows, but I've got two French doors on the back of my house that are 1948 single panes, and I know it's below freezing because they're all fogged up like
covered
a drinking
in moisture.
Glass. Yeah. So in your contracting, there's a lot of ways that you go in, and when you're helping someone with a residential job, you automatically can help them address this. I don't want to spend our time, but there is a new standard at Pikes Peak Regional Building Department with new builds. The contractors call it the puff test, where you've got to get everything measured and tight and stuff like that. But that doesn't always apply in renovation and contracting jobs on an existing grandfathered house.
Correct. You're talking about the blower door test. Where they,
yeah, blower door yeah. test and all of that stuff.
Yeah, so it just depends on, if it's a new house, obviously they have to pass the blower door test. Additions, things like that. You can be grandfathered into certain parts of the house if you're not touching it.
And you do a lot of that. A majority of yours might be a renovation or a whole back addition, but you don't have to retroactively account for the whole house.
Correct, and most of the time you can't, because you're not getting into the walls and that kind of stuff. So
you're not.
Yeah,
yeah.
Correct.
So you can't do all of this stuff. I mean, you've done some great projects, and that's in the summertime. That's patios, that's decks. You've done basement renovations. You've done house extensions. But for the little stuff of weatherproofing a door, you wouldn't think it applies, but cleaning out a gutter, anything like this in maintenance, you don't get into projects that small.
Correct.
And where do you go for that?
So I have a good friend that's actually, that owns a kind of like a concierge home service for people that, you know, just want, you can do it bi-monthly, you can do quarterly. So they're going to come out and check all of your, you know, bulbs. They're going to check your house for weather stripping. They're going to check your gutters. They're going to check things. So you constantly keep up on it, so you don't have to get where you didn't change your furnace filter for 2 years and now your furnace needs it.
And that's huge, because this is exactly on the list of 10 items. One was weather stripping doors and windows. Number two, like you said, is just servicing that furnace. And a lot, especially if you're listening here and you're older in age, you don't need to be doing that. You can get somebody to do that affordably. The big one is switching out light bulbs to LED. I mean, that can make $50 or more a month difference.
Yeah, correct. I mean, so they're kind of, they'll do small jobs. Like if you have things on your list to do, they'll price those individually, but you're going to get certain, every time they come out quarterly or if they come out monthly, whatever you guys decide, you know, is right for you, they're going to come out and check all these things that you don't have to check or that are going to get, you know, to a point where you're going to have to replace something that wasn't maintenance.
Well, the radio listeners are going to want more than that. Start shooting off some of the list of what John Day.
So it's like light bulb, battery replacement, dishwasher range hood, fridge filter cleaning and replacement, door hinges, lock servicing, hot water heater draining, service and replacing your smokes, your CO2s.
So stop that. I didn't know that. That every so often you're to drain that hot water heater and then purge it because of all the sediments in the bottom, and it increases the efficiency.
Correct. Yeah, you save. You can extend the life of it years if you take care of it.
Yeah, my mama used to call that a hot water heater enema.
No! Yeah. And we, wow. So we got garbage disposal. Check it in.
Man, that fell on deaf ears. Matt, thank you so much for putting a sound effect in that. Otherwise, that would have dropped like a lead balloon.
Dryer vent cleaning.
And that's huge. Dryer vent cleaning is huge. Because I have
fire.
Investment properties that I've bought. I'm like, how the hell did you do your drying? Because there was like...
Or your house catches on fire.
Yeah. Which is just crazy. Yes, especially if you have a gas versus an electric. So that's stuff I don't think of.
I think a lot of people don't. I mean, I think if you're just busy, you know, professional, you got kids, you got, you know, life, I mean... This can save you tons.
And you don't notice it until we have these cold
until
winters.
Until you're like, why is the wind coming through my windows? Or my, why are my gutters not working? That's affecting my foundation and my drainage.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So give your number, because I want people to always, through John, through you, how do people get a hold of you for a consultant like John?
So my number is 719-644-2508.
Say that one more time there, champ.
719-644-2508.
Man, there's so many things on that list that you told me about that I don't think...
And that's just the starters of the list of stuff that they go through.
Yeah, and we do every 2 years with Rocky Mountain Climate, which Jason just sold it, so I'm going to need a new HVAC guy. I get our furnaces serviced because just the cleaning and just the filters and just the adjustments of the manifold right there, plus having a newer unit, helps you immensely.
It's a big expense. You need to take care of it.
Yeah. And it's also, I've got a client who's moving here from El Paso, Texas, who's a handyman. And I'm like, man, the more handymen, the more contractors, the more tradesmen and tradeswomen that we can get in this community, the better, because then it's going to be affordability for people.
For sure, for sure.
And John has introduced you to some pretty big projects. What's a project that you're laying out right now that you're going to be working on in the next 6 months?
I got a large commercial tenant finish and monument, like down on the west side.
Good for you. So it's very important that if you're listening right now, we talk about residential all the time, but if you have a commercial contracting job, Brad is your guy. I mean, he helps keep the electricity on in the studio. For the love of the Lord, call him. Give me your number one more time, champ.
719-644-2508.
And you guys, he is going to get busy soon by May. I'm just starting to get busy. And I'm going to be 2 weeks to 4 weeks out by the time we hit Memorial Day weekend. But for you, a job is a job. Whether you do commercial or a nice residential matters not.
For sure, yeah.
You got mouths to feed, girls to love,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Constantly around you.
Constantly.
Loving you, calling you daddy.
Yep.
Yeah, I got my daughter calling me daddy, and I found out, you're saying that a lot of times, and then my wife, like, she wants to take the car to college.
It always comes with a catch.
It is.
Yeah.
It's from parent to child, it's unconditional love. Somehow until you're like 20, 25, it's conditional on the way back.
Does it stop that soon? Good.
Yeah, no, they do. I'm telling you, but little kids are affordable. Wait until those kids get big enough to want a car or a college or trade schooling.
Yeah, can't wait.
Okay, so in the last minute here, my friend, what is your favorite residential contracting job? In addition to a house?
Additions. I like.
Yeah.
I'm good at it.
Yeah, that's good. And additions right now, folks, with houses, how expensive they are. If you want to downsize or upsize, Brad and Co-Create is the one, because you can go ahead and a house that's too big, you can bust out a separate doorway and make an accessory dwelling unit, ADU, and get a guest quarters, or you can get income. And if you're too small, bust out the back, do an additional master bedroom and a family room.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you're getting your money back in the price of the home.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the ROI, you and I, again, this spring will do another show on the return on investment of improvements and renovations in a house. But with that, my friend, shoot your number one more time and we'll close out the segment.
719-644-2508.
And while we're on the air, one time, give John Day's number.
719-203-1202 for the True Hand.
Well, you got to say that again. You kind of said it broken.
719-203-1202 for the True Hand.
And that's True Hand, someone that'll do all of these home and utility improvement tasks that are too difficult for me and too small for Brad. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap this up right on the Jay Garvin Show after these important messages.
If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Well, no more when I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town now, baby.
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. The last 9 minutes of cutting your utility costs. And what we've got here in front of me, my friends, is all of these different cost-saving measures like I talked to Brad about, weather stripping your doors and windows, actually changing out your filters, cleaning out your dryer vent, and many, many more cost-effective measures, inspecting and servicing your HVAC. There is a lot of things that you can do that takes your utility bill from $380 a month down to $320 a month, and that can be hundreds of dollars a year and more responsible citizenship at the same time. So, finishing out the show, I want to go over the third conversation here, because of inflation and today's cost, these small savings helps you. And then once we have deflation, like I just filled up my truck for less than $2 a gallon. My wife just came home and said, I can't believe I bought 2 dozen eggs at Costco for $4, which means they're down to $2 a dozen again, down from like $5. These cost savings plus a plateau of expenses will put more money in your pocket. So the bottom line is that along with your costs in your utilities, I mean, folks, interest rates are at a 4-year low. I just closed a 15-year fixed refinance at 4.99. I'm doing another purchase at 5.25, and I just locked in and am completing a 30-year mortgage at 5.99. So everything is starting to trend more affordability and to a more affordable list. But here are some of the energy efficiency items. Like within Colorado, there's programs, and specifically, you can get 100% cost of an energy audit that if you are in 80% of the median income, the area median income AMI, you can get weatherization is free for low-income households. And some of you listening right now need this help. Also, you can get rebates on heat pumps. And heat pumps are basically mini-split units. They're electric rather than gas, individual air condition and heating units by individual room or zone. You've got, this is one I didn't understand. If you are in a low wage earner, 80% of the average median income household, you can actually get reimbursement for the re-electrification of your home, electrical wiring being pulled, a new circuit, electrical panel upgrade, high efficiency weatherization, all of these $4,000, $1,600, all of these are available to you. Now, for me personally, the jury is still out on whether it's more affordable to use a natural gas HVAC or an electric heat pump, but those options are there for you. That's why you start with a consultation expert like we mentioned with John Day in the last segment. True Hand can help you, but you just call me at 719-330-1457. And on top of the savings, you also can do heat and ventilation, like I said, with a heat pump up to $8,000 if you're in a household that's 80% of the adjusted median income, and then you've got 100% of the cost for your air sourcing of the heat pump. That's all the ventilation and stuff like that. And that's huge. And if you want details of that, just call me at 719-330-1457. But what I wanted to finish up with here is something that I personally did at Colorado Springs Utilities, and that's the Colorado Energy Savings Navigator tool. There's a lot of different ways you can make your house more efficient. And I've personally done that with an upgraded hot water heater. I did that in 2019. I just did an upgraded furnace and air conditioner condenser units in 2022. My units did not crash and burn. They were just 27 years old. And I know the efficiency, the manifolds, the servicing, the motherboards, all of those things are not as efficient, and that $5,000 that I spent on a furnace over the next 10 years, minus any weekend and Sunday night emergencies I have, is going to pay itself off. And if you budget and you're a debt-free Ramsey Solutions or Churchill Mortgage follower, this is why I personally and we collectively and passionately talk to you about eliminating debt. Because once you get rid of your credit cards, you can stop thinking from month to month on your bills and start saving and dramatically transitioning your life forward financially for the better. So this Colorado Springs Energy Savings, what it is an app. And you can fill out a 5-minute questionnaire with your income. I completed it, and it states whether you qualify for rebates that reduce the cost of making your home more energy efficient. And after completing this, they told me, hey, Jay, in energy and efficiency weatherization, I have 6 different rebates that my family qualifies. Hot water heaters, I have 1 rebate that qualifies. Heating and venting, ventilation, which is, I'm sure, going to be a servicing of my furnacing and a cleaning of the ducts as well as my dryer vents and so forth like that, 2 rebates. Cooking and stove range, I can get my old and outdated stove removed. And then finally, you can actually hear more details about the Colorado Home Efficiency Assistance Program, HEAP, and the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, LEAP. So I hope that this has been beneficial for you. It's a mountain of information in a short amount of time, but there's only one thing that you need to know. If you need help with your next purchase or refinance mortgage, or any help at all finding a contractor, a referral, a home efficiency question, call me at 719-330-1457. Biggest takeaway is this, my friends. You're not going to get away from the fact that improving the efficiency of your home is easier than you think, and that the state of Colorado and the Colorado Springs Utilities is behind you to make that happen. As I state in the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters at the end. Thanks for listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Until next week, 719-330-1457 for your next purchase or refinance mortgage right from The Jay Garvin Show.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is, you need a hand.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.